The results of the election of November 6, 2012, Board of Education candidates, three-year terms, Kenneth Clayton, 1,516 votes, Thomas Pellegrino, 1,441 votes, Patricia Walsh, 1,479 votes, one-year unexpired terms, Michael Shelton, 1,330 votes, Thomas Bauer, 1,585 votes. We will now swear in our new members, new and old.
Rub that in.
If everyone would.
To the front?
Yep.
Or to the front. Put in front of Amanda.
Anywhere, as long as everyone decides which end we're starting on.
I just wanted to do it just in case, because I was reelected.
Right, reelected. So we're just.
I'll make it official.
I'm Michelle.
All right, we'll decide what order. We're going to start over here and go this way, or which way? Okay. Please repeat after me. Aye.
Aye.
Thomas Pellegrino.
Pat Walsh. Sheldon McMahon.
Thomas Bauer.
Julia Rogers Knox.
Do solemnly swear.
Solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And this state.
And this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Aye, please repeat your name.
Thomas Pellegrino.
Pat Walsh. Sheldon McMahon.
Thomas Bauer.
Kenneth Clayton.
Julia Rogers Knox.
Michael Shelton.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I possess the qualifications.
That I possess the qualifications.
Prescribed by law.
Prescribed by law.
For the office of member.
For the office of member.
Of a Board of Education.
Of a Board of Education.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform all the duties of that office.
Perform all the duties of that office.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Furthermore.
Furthermore.
I affirm and declare.
I affirm and declare.
That I am not disqualified.
That I am not disqualified.
As a voter.
As a voter.
Pursuant to.
Pursuant to.
RS.
RS.
19.
19.
4-1.
4-1.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Welcome to the board, and welcome back.
I wish someone should have taken a picture.
Thank you. Two things as order of business. We do have, each member has received ethics forms, and I will also ask that you sign one other form that I'll distribute, and every member needs to sign that you received the packet. Many of the appointments tonight that we have are appointments that are standard appointments and required appointments. We have to have a PACO officer, a right-to-know officer, a purchasing agent. But at any time, if you have questions on why we have to have those people, just ask those questions. Right now, I would like to ask for nominations for president.
I'd like to nominate Michelle LaSala as president.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Any other nominations? Okay. With that, I will close the nominations. Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mrs. LaSala?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mrs. Verdi?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Motion carried. Michelle, congratulations.
Thank you.
Very good.
Okay, at this point, we'd like to take nominations to elect a vice president. Nomination from the floor for vice president?
Yes, I'd like to nominate Mr. Shelton.
Thank you, Mr. Bauer. May I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell. Roll call.
Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Ms. DePalma?
Yes.
Ms. LaSala?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mrs. Verdi?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Carried.
Just to be clear, there were no other nominations. So just make sure the record is clear.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yep.
I also want.
Somebody else wants.
Yeah.
Also, for the record, Mr. Fury, who has missed a couple of meetings, is, his home was affected by Hurricane Sandy, so he's been dealing with quite a bit. We do expect him back at the next meeting. Okay? Item 03 through, do we want to group these together, Bob? Can we group these together? Is there anything that needs to be pulled out? Okay. Item 0, item 1303, there's actually, should be 18, shouldn't there? It should be 18, Peg?
Yes, it should be 18. That was the original meeting day.
Okay, so I guess we.
That's good.
Do I read them as they're written, or do I read them with the change?
On the table.
Maybe, it doesn't, but maybe with the change.
Okay. On the Manasquan side, 01, it should be 08 through 01, through 01, 08, 30. Does anybody need anything pulled out?
Michelle, what number did you just change?
The actual date on the first part of the agenda is not correct. And also, just so the board is aware, going forward, the agenda format is going to change. So once we get through tonight, Mr. Mahan and Mrs. Hum are going to work on a different setup that will match our committee structure, and will also be a lot easier to read than what we're going through right now. So again, it would be 01, 08, 01 through 01, 08, 30.
Okay.
Oh.
Are there any items that need to be pulled out that any board members can think? Catherine?
I don't see what I emailed you about. The item numbers, I think, might have changed.
I think it was 10.
Yeah, but that, oh, yes, it is. I'm sorry, Tom. So if you could just pull that one out for me.
Well, for you, you have a different vote on it, so when we get to you, but you don't need it to be pulled out altogether for discussion. Any items for, well, I have a motion to approve 01, 8, 01 through 01, 8, 030.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you, Mrs. Walsh. Thank you, Mr. Campbell. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Ms. LaSala?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mrs. Verdi?
Yes to everything minus 01, 03, 10. I'm standing on that.
No problem. Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Motion carried.
No, she's standing on 10. You're standing on 10, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I also missed the public comment on the agenda, so I'm going to read that now, and then we'll go back to the sending district votes. Public comment on the agenda. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted at limited time and recognized by the presiding officer. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right for its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by any individual not keeping the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included on the agenda only. If any member of the public wishes to make a comment on items on the agenda, you just come up to the podium, which doesn't have a microphone.
Excellent.
Okay, seeing no one, we'll close the floor. If we can go to the sending district resolutions. Item 010331 through 010332, may I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Thank you, Mrs. Verdi. May I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mrs. Walsh. Roll call.
Mrs. Barnes?
Yes.
Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. Dagnus Fang?
Yes.
Ms. DePalma?
Yes.
And Mr. Fury? Sorry. Ms. LaSala?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mrs. Verdi?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Carried.
Okay, old new business. I have just a couple of items I'd like to go over. I first want to thank all of you for your confidence and your support. We certainly have a year ahead with a lot of challenges. We have the committee assignments I've placed in your folders, if you would review them, and if anybody has questions, if you get back to me tomorrow, that would be helpful. I also included, which I had before, the parameters and the guidelines, I have that for you. The parameters and the guidelines, if you could review that as well. I think that we've set this up that we are in a good position to transition smoothly and be up and running. What we'd like to do is, as of February, we'll be going to one meeting a month, and we'll be taking action at that meeting, all else will be done in committee. The instructions are there, Tom, if you have any questions, because I know it'll be new to you, please call me tomorrow. I'm also gonna be reaching out to the board members by Thursday to set up an ad hoc committee for the superintendent search. If any of you are interested in being on that committee, if you would contact me before the close of business tomorrow, I'd like to be able to get the information and put you in place by Thursday so we can start that process. Does anybody have any questions? Anybody else for old new? Okay, seeing nobody, we're not doing a sunshine law resolution. Second public forum, if anybody would like to speak about any matters that are on their mind, not related to the agenda, you may do so.
Just a quick question.
Sure.
Last board meeting.
Heather, I know we know your name, but just for the record.
Heather Garamioli, 28 Elizabeth Avenue.
Thank you.
1218-18, you guys passed, or you discussed bylaw 155, intended use of school facility in field. I just want clarification, because 155 is board committees, and that's what was attached, but it was said use of school facilities, so I'm assuming it's board committees?
I think it is board committees.
Board committees, but on the agenda, it said use of school facilities, so it was something passed in November, and that was redone in December?
They require two readings, so those.
Well, there was changes, but that's my assumption was that it was.
It's misidentified on that agenda.
Okay.
But that will come up again at our next meeting, because I believe that will be the second reading, is that right, Mrs. Tom?
Mm-hmm.
But it is missing.
There was one done in November, then it was redone again in December.
Well, if it was redone inadvertently, then we would have to do it again. So if the second reading was not labeled appropriately, then we'll have to redo it a second time.
Right, but I think that was the first reading. Is that the first?
Well, she was saying it was November and December.
Right, it's misidentified, but I think we only did the first reading of the revision to 0155. But that, to answer your question, it's misidentified.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay, seeing no one, we'll close the floor. Just ask for adjournment, you have a motion to adjourn.
No, wait a minute, everybody's gotta sign that paper?
During the meeting, right?
Yep. Basically, we have handed out the school ethics training. I haven't read it to everyone, I know everyone is capable of reading the ethics training, if you have any questions, once you read the handout.
It's in your folder, correct?
Right, you can certainly, and if it's.
And also, if anyone ever has, you know, a conflict question, an ethical question, you know, feel free to ask and let me know, always better safe than sorry. And that's what I'm here for. Along with the school ethics commission, they provide guidance as well.
Do I have to wait for our sign to ask for adjournment?
Yes. No, we can adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
So be it.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell, second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. Roll call.
Mrs. Barnes?
Yes.
Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton? Mrs. Stegness-Fang? Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mrs. LaSala?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton? Mrs. Erdy?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Carrie.
Congratulations, Mrs. LaSala and Mr. Shelton.
That was an easy one.
Yeah, you have to sign all those papers she left you. She'd like your visa number and.